So it's almost like you're saying you're not gay, like you'll love a woman and a man.
So you'll be bi.
But in a way, you loving,
if
like,
you didn't
like having
you
the option. Like having the option. Just having the option of like a woman and a man, it almost like puts you at a, like a scale where it's like you don't even know what you want.
So does that mean you don't know who you are then? Would that make same sense?
So you, yeah, that's what you're saying. You
it's
met
because,
people
it's
that
because,
give you
yeah,
that vibe.
That they're like, dude, they're like, even though I'm gay, it like you have to love everybody. And they give you that speech. You have, even though if they're a guy, girl, whatever, trans, you have to love them. All right, so that means you change to be gay. You're saying you're gay, and then you're saying that you're still attracted to women. Like
you're
because,
not gay,
because you're
that's
not,
not
you're
gay.
Not op- you're not opting them out. You're in a way just
leaving them as an option.
Yeah, but you're not.
That's pretty gangster.
But no, it's kind of weird. It's just like going. It's like it's just like
it's fucking hard.
Being gay and confused, and it's like. Like, oh, you can love anybody. Like, why does love have to matter about your sex and everything? Then why are you kind of singling out women and being gay? You know what I'm
saying? Why are you singling out women and choosing men then?
Yeah, but then you're saying that you can love anybody.
I know what you mean. I get what you're saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I know what you get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
I understand what you're saying. That's fucking complete.
But I know, after you said that last line.
It's almost like a hypocrite type of thing.
No, it's not. It's a sickness.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
I think it's somebody that just, I think, maybe a sickness, like a brain development.
Like it won't let you.
Brainwash or something?
No,
it's a deficiency. Like almost like as if you're not getting those hormones that you should have been thinking, but then later you're like, oh, like, you can love anybody, and, like, you can even love a woman, you know? It's
straight denial.
It's like when you're a kid, and you're still 21, and you're being racist, right? And you're calling, and you're like a Nazi. Let's say you're a Nazi, and he's like, and then later he falls in love with, like, a black woman. You know what I mean? Like, and it happened later, you know what I mean?
Later
like,
in life.
And then I feel like sometimes what gay people are, you know, it's just a phase that they're not maturing, they're not going through this like hormone thing, you know, and they just kind of go like, oh, well, this is how I feel, which you shouldn't know. I don't know, that's how I'm kind of seeing it.
See, but with that, how I feel, what I gotta understand if you've been,
cause when
like,
if you like dudes your whole life, I know what you mean.
You if you like dudes your whole life and you like females your whole life, I get it. Mm-hmm. Cool,
yeah,
no problem. What I don't get is when you've been with dudes or you've been with females, and then you switch all of a sudden to the opposite sex. Like, that is, I that seems fake to me.
Yeah.
Because
that,
what
that guy,
all of a sudden.
That guy's not gay.
Yeah, like, what all of a sudden just made you want to switch.
It's almost for, like, attention, you know? It's like, it's almost for attention, like.
Like, in high school and everything, when I see these little girls holding hands and everything, yeah. I'd be like. This is bullshit. Yeah, this is bullshit. Like, you're pretending to be someone who you're not.
Yeah,
you can see it in their face, too.
I seen your ass in the club sucking some dude down not too long ago.
Yeah, yeah. Just doing shit like that just to get attention. And then that's why I say, I think there's just people that, are like, have, like, a late spring. And they're at that point. They're like, oh, you can love anybody. Because they don't even know what the fuck they want. You know what I mean? Like, you should
that's
know what the fuck
true.
They want.
Like,
no, you're right. Because people don't, not everybody goes through the same things you do.
True. That is true. Everybody goes through everything differently, but
that's what I'm saying.
You
the
can't
maturity,
just go from,
you know, in that.
That explains
makes
a lot.
It makes
that
no sense to go from man to woman or woman to man out of nowhere. After, I like men just because, you know, this girl broke my heart. Or I like females just because this dude broke my heart. That makes no sense. No. It's called a relationship for a reason.
Yeah.
Shit happens in a relationship all the fucking time. Relationships aren't what they used to be back in the day.
Hell no!
Relationships are not.
Or even what we think is not even what
it's not.
It is not.
We
think it was
close,
cool, but it wasn't that.
It wasn't even close because relationship
way better now.
I'm barely working it out with my son's mother. Like I've been telling you,
and that's
like
hard, bro.
It's hard, but everything as of right now has been good so far. Just because that time, like, us being separate, like, because I don't know if you know, but I had got married, but I'm going through a divorce now, so.
Like, divorce, like, you wanted it, or both wanted it?
Yeah, because I caught her cheating, basically, because she's in the military. I say if you date anybody in the military, my bad. I don't know why I'm bad.
But I understand. I understand that part. You know,
yeah, you date anybody in the military.
Well, all those people try to just jump the gun.
Oh, yeah. You date anybody in the military?
Or but, and best I've never believe, even dated anybody in the military.
They're fucking around.
Yeah,
best believe they're fucking.
It's the whole overseas part.
You got yeah, the whole overseas part.
And even that, and not even that though. But like to somebody to be like, dude, I'd rather be away and overseas than be like with you and starting a life. It's kind of like it throws up a red flag, like.
Just somewhat.
Just you know, like.
Wait, say that again.
Like you're gonna, you're pretty much dedicating, like when I met my girl, like
your life to somebody
I dedicated my life. She dedicated her life to us being together and to raise a child.
Yeah.
Like that was our from number one goal.
Yeah.
And like for somebody to be like, you know what, I need to get away. I need to
join the military. You know,
not like that. It's just, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I want to get away and explore.
And then they join the military.
And be married with you, it doesn't show commitment to the relationship.
That like, part, yeah.
You know,
I see what you mean.
Like,
because you're willing to be away from me and still trying to be in a relationship, and you're expecting me to trust you.
Yeah, and at one point, you know, he's probably trying to like start a family, get a house, settle down. When you're in the military,
you don't. Really
you're everywhere. You're exploring. You're
seeing different things.
There's new stuff that's coming up. There's like. All of a sudden, you see, like, all your life, you're in Escondido, and you're seeing, you know, brown niggas.
Escondido.
With brown eyes, and then all of a sudden, you go to, like Spain, and you Dubai. See white boys with brown eyes, all, like, fucking red hair, and you, it's just, you're out there, you're opening up your mind, experiences, and your doors, and, like, that's not what the other person is doing. What they're doing is closing doors. And they're being focused to the relationship, and you're not, you know, you're out there, yeah, you know, and it
really is what you're doing.
And it's just not putting like, and I've seen a lot of relationships, military, you don't break apart, and it's because of that, you know, like, and even if they have a kid, like imagine me being gone, getting an argument with my girl, there's nothing for me, like, you know, there's no that connection.
Right.
We're like here, like we're with our girls. Shit, we can like be there, cuddle them, fucking watch. It's just different, you know. Like
it's just that security feeling just it's knowing someone's coming home.
Yeah, you know, and it's
the fact that you're not there every single night.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Out with a bunch of dudes, knowing there's more dudes than females,
and there's some people,
and they're all gonna try to fuck you no matter what. Because why?
Yeah, you got money. Nature, dude.
They're in the military.
Oh yeah,
and it's nature. It's nature.
It's
the human. If he's not there and he's getting you all heated up, and you're out there and there's some guy that's like that you just heated her up being on the phone like, oh, I love him. She's all wet, and then she's out there like at a something whatever, tiki bar or whatever, and then there's a guy there all fucking shirtless, big ass tan, big ass smile, looking like Felix. And then, next thing you know, like...
For real. Like, next thing you know, she's calling you in the morning saying, like, hey, I'm heading back to the ship right now.
You know, I'm tired. I don't know what's up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's them, you know, it's like, they have to go through emotional shit, too. But it's easy for them to let go because they're so far away, you know?
The way I knew for a fact my ex-wife was cheating was how the way she had been gone for 3 weeks, and the first thing she said to me was that she needed her space. I ain't talked to her in 3 weeks. I ain't seen her in 3 weeks. And the first thing you tell me is you need your space. Okay, cool. Now I know something's going on.
Red flag.
Stupid red flag. First thing you say to me is you need your space after not seeing you for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if it was to be like that and instead of a phone, but like in front to front, there's a different connection.
Oh, we were face to face when she said that.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Okay.
We were face to face.
So what is that? Is that that's real?
Oh, that's real, yeah. That's but I mean, like even my girl told me one time, like, hey, you know, right?
Because I know like, you're saying, but like, I feel we're like getting into arguments.
I'm not feeling the same way.
But that's a different thing.
But for her to be here and me to be here this whole time, me like to work on that relationship, it makes a big difference from like
her difference.
Just being there a day or two and then taking off. You know?
That's a big difference. A day or two, cool.
Yeah.
I'm talking about she was on for 3 weeks, no communication, no nothing.
Yeah, that's
completely nothing.
Imagine you as a person thinking, oh, maybe she got bobbed, shot, or whatever.
And she's gone at seas.
And then who's taking care of the kid?
Oh, I'm not. This is not my baby mama. This is not my son's mother. This is someone else. I married someone else.
So you're good, dude. You're good.
So I'm in the clear. I'm working it out with my son's mother.
In a way, you're good because first priority is your kid. So right now, you honestly could tell that person. I don't want to say bitch, whatever. You could tell that person.
Oh, call her a bitch.
No. Out of respect. Butcher.
Okay.
Out of respect.
Unstable creature.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
Tell her. You know what. I hope you find something better.
And I did. Because I really broke it down to her like that, bro. Because,
you know, honestly, I don't want you around my daughter's life. Or son's life, whatever. What do you have, son?
Daughter? Yeah.
Son? Mm-hmm. I don't want you around my son's life. I don't want him to see me struggling with you to be with somebody that don't love somebody.
Or appreciate me.
You know what I mean? Like, that. It's not about thinking about your kid, you know? Like, it's not thinking about that other person. Even your wife, she'll probably tell you the same thing. I ain't thinking about you. I'm thinking about my kid. You gotta think the way, same thing she's
how
doing.
She would feel.
You know what I mean? And those women that have kids with you, man, they're never gonna stop loving. Never. Mm-hmm. But I'm realizing that with my son's mother. But you gotta, you know, honestly, listen to him and know when to tell him, you know what? Now shut the fuck up. It's my turn. And you gotta talk like that because it's part of that just talking.
Just to get them to understand.
Wife. I did that to my wife this
talk.
Morning, bro.
Just talk. Let them talk. Okay, talk. And then and then when you look at them in the eye and they talk, and then at the end they're like, and then you go, okay, it's my turn. And then they start talking, but I shut the fuck up. And then they go like, whoa. Well, then I tell you. And now they know you're taking control.
Yeah, they're like.
And then they're like, oh, shit. Like,
this never takes control, but now he's serious.
Yeah, but seriously, like, the mom or your kid will never stop loving you.
She won't.
Yeah, because she needs you there.
Like I said, I'm working it out with, and all of a sudden, like, bro, this is the point where she's trying to get back in a relationship.
But you need a love is a two-way street. Love is a two-way street. It's not a one-way street, and that's what I've noticed. So you gotta learn how to give, even though you're not getting. Honestly, I realize that too. You notice shit like that. You're like. Like, well, she's not doing this for me. Well, she doesn't have to, and you don't have to either, right?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. That's your man or that's your girl.
Yeah, but, you know, but that's it. Like, yeah, she's like today, like just unexpectedly, just buy her shit. Like, it's not about the money. It's just about the thought. Like, you know how they always say, right?
You told me to buy her ice cream.
Remember I told you just buy her ice cream, dude.
I was like, fuck no, because she's not going to eat it.
My girl today, anyways. I bought her a little bong, you know, a little cute bong, $50.
That's what it is.
And then, you know, she fucking lit up, and it's like, just those little things, you know, it's a two-way street, you know, you can't expect to be getting the whole time. You gotta give, man. You gotta know when to be like, all right, I fucked up, or you know what, you're right, even though she's not. Just gotta say it, dude. You just gotta say it.
Because, I know, and
because
that's like...
Because guess what's gonna happen later? She's gonna be like, oh, you're right. Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry.
I'm working it out with my son's mom.
Yeah, I've been there.
And things are kind of going good. Like things are,
dude. Just things are unexpectedly, good. Dude. Fuck that. Just send her something, dude.
I sent her some money not too long ago.
Money.
I did good. Because she had asked because she said she kind of did.
Money's good.
And so I was like, okay, I'll send you some money.
But that money that you send her won't mean more than when you send her a fucking bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, I know.
And ice cream.
Yeah,
girls love ice cream.
Yeah, they do.
Dude, it's honestly like shit like that.
Girls are never full.
that has like honestly saved my relationship. You know, like I was at a point like it was almost over. Like, but like for me to like stick around, you know, work at that relationship every day and every hour. You see, that's the difference. Your wife leaving and everything.
Yeah, you ain't never hit a blunt out of a piece. That's different.
You should put them in my box.
Later, guys.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You hit a roach in the piece.
You don't know how to eat the roach.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you gotta do it, right?
I be smoking fingers.
Goddamn!
I'm all damn. My nails burnt. I literally had a crooked nail.
I can't go to work like this.
One time I had a crooked nail. My nail was literally like indented because I had burnt that little skin part, and I was like, Fuck, man.
I can't go to work like this.
No. Be like Richie. Call in. He broke his hand.
No.
Yeah. He got in a road rage and he fucking sucks some guy's fucking window.
Oh, he does that shit. Oh my god. Oh, forgive me.
You gonna drink that last one?
No, that's for you, bro.
No.
Blessings.
Salute.
Yeah, you know, Steven's Richie's brother?
No way.
And have you seen that big dude with a beard rolling around, kind of like fucking...
Hey, who's Dylan work with?
Joel. He's doing good, dude, I think.
But no, bro, honestly, I don't think no one tops our team. Like, on some real shit-ish,
Chris doesn't want him.
I don't think no one tops our team, bro. I really don't think no one tops our team. Like,
well, you should have been there when I was there. Just me and Felix. And
dude,
I heard the stories.
Hey, how do you like that I saw Jeff and called him?
Dude, I was ready to slap the fuck out of him next time I see him. Who the fuck you pick up your phone call thinking you're fucking dead?
I told Elliot today, he's like, nah. I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, but Chris doesn't want Dylan.
Really?
Yeah, he knows that he smokes and he doesn't like that. He's like, no.
The fuck, you smoke?
Huh?
You smoke?
Yeah. But not really. Not like
Dylan.
Chris knows me. He knows. He knows. He's heard things. He has.
Wait, who's Dylan?
Skinny white boy that looks like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh!
Went to go help Joel's crew, remember?
How come he doesn't want him?
So he's a fucking badass digger. But he fucking smokes.
He's known to smoke.
He'll
he brings a bong every
day. You gotta the thing is people are scared to tell him something. If you tell him like, hey dude, don't smoke.
I kicked him off my crew because of that shit.
Yeah, but you gotta tell him. Like, hey.
I did. I told him Manny doesn't like that shit and then he was still smoking. But I kept smoking with him. I'll fuck you. But that wasn't what happened. His downfall happened.
But the thing is, también no fuma. I mean, he don't smoke. If you don't smoke with him, like, he kind of like.
No, I wasn't smoking, but he came in and I told him, hey, Manny doesn't.
Hey, keep speaking Spanish, man. I'm trying to pick it up and learn it. Don't speak English.
I speak Spanish sometimes with this guy.
But I'm saying, don't translate it. I'm. Ask Felix. I've been trying to learn Spanish.
No, but.
It's fucking. Yeah,
so I was on a crew. Manny, I was his foreman.
Stop hogging that fucking beer, dude.
I was his foreman and I used to straight up ask Manny if I could smoke on his truck.
Yeah, that's different. He'd respect that.
And he would be like, yeah, dude. He's like, you're fucking bust ass and shit.
Oh.
Like,
no, it's fucking paper.
It's good.
Was it just paper?
Feeling? No, it's actually full of weed.
Take it, bro.
That shit. Eat the roach.
Eat the roach. Oh, eat the roach. Oh, you gotta eat it.
Now you gotta eat it.
You really gotta eat it. You really gotta
eat
it.
Here, pass that shit, dude. You got the trick. Is
oh, put it in the pipe.
Oh, you're supposed to get two hits out of it.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. He ain't hit me left for that trying.
One.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He's a hit me left for that trying. Two. He'd be left for die trying.
Dude, okay, quick story about Ish. Before I met him,
no, he ain't getting a hit out of that.
Fucking, we were playing football, dude.
You'd have to eat that, Roger.
I know, I used to play football with him.
Yeah, it was. I was watching you
that's
guys.
That's funny. That's,
it was
that's,
in San Diego.
That's three of us, right?
It was in Southwest San Diego, bro. It was
no,
in Southwest.
I didn't play that. I only played home games. I only played like three home games.
That was a maybe retarded OG part.
But yeah. you never got an interception.
No, I got out.
You got an interception one time?
Yeah, I got one. I remember that. But the thing is, I didn't keep playing really because during Hell Week, I always used to go to Mexico, and I'd go for vacation. So it was kind of like
so coaches didn't like that.
Coaches didn't like that, and I kind of didn't.
Coaches were kind of a dick. They wouldn't start. They wouldn't have. Bro, I'm gonna tell you some real shit. You didn't miss out on shit. Mm.
Well, if we had better coaches. I messed out because
well,
just, I love hitting people, you know.
You missed out.
Well, you could have got a
on the
Ryan,
the good man. Shit on remembering on the good shit.
I'm on my
you
way.
Too. Me too. But we had shitty coaches.
Did you want, I'm
pretty
I was
sure
gonna
we
stop by the store
and
get beer.
Practice,
did you want something?
Have, you know, and I'll
Ice cream? I told you guys, girls love ice cream. One thing I was just talking to the guys about, I was giving them advice because I'm Dr. Phil.
Preach.
Yeah.
I need it.
Oh, blessings.
So, yeah, we're talking about like women.
I'm lost.
But yeah.
Oh, I got Felix. I've been found.
I got Felix Curse.
Thank you, Lord.
I got Ish. I got Roland.
So no, I'm literally leaving right now. I'll say bye.
Chill.
So just ice cream? What, you don't want I'm trying to think of something like sexy to say.
Like a Snickers.
You want an extra nutted Snickers? I'm sorry. Right, I'm gonna let you.
Stella Artois, a big cup Reese's.
I'm gonna get you a big stick. All right. That's I'll get you a big stick.
I couldn't
hit it. I was too high. I was like, I always have something dirty to say after, you know. Okay, I'll get you a big stick. that would have been right away. Like,
yeah. You're good. Blessings.
Yeah. See, that's the trip. If I could go through his house, I'd just be at Louis's house. Louis's house is on the other side of this cul-de-sac.
Is it?
Oh, shit. We have a homie.
Man.
The pull too.
Appreciate it. Try to keep it old fashioned. I think my dad's playing.
You play?
I play every once in a while.
We should play. Like, we should have a day when.
Hell yeah.
After work or something.
Friday. I'll be down.
Friday? I feel like I have to do something.
I'll be all you guys.
Or whenever.
Beat your own self. Beat yourself.
Chill, drink, and smoke. I'll be down. Whenever. I usually go on a bike ride, and after a bike ride, I come and play pole.
Hey,
I haven't been on a bike ride in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, you won't need to. You're done. That's it.
Dude, no, that's what I liked about that job, dude.
It's about like fit. Yeah, it's just like too fit. Like I'd be like,
really too fit? I think it was perfect.
No, I'm dead serious, bro. If you would have seen the shit that Ryan showed me today, bro.
What?
I am dead fucking serious, my nigga.
What?
I am trying to save you, stupid serious, bro. So look, right? We're sitting here, we're all set up, getting straight and ready to go. I'm dead
serious. We're rocking, dude.
Ryan.
We're out of the yard at 6:30, bro.
Bro, Ryan.
We were out of there by like 6:30 with $10,000 worth of trees. Real shit.
Ryan. So we ended up getting the wrong freaking Vicuses, right? Because they gave us the column, what? The column? No.
They gave us standards.
The standards, and we wanted columns.
Mm-hmm. Hey, is that what RS stands for?
RS.
Registered standard.
So RS on this paper.
Yeah.
When it says RST, you know what T means, tree.
Yeah.
RS means red select. You ever see those boxes when they're sprayed red?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one
yet. Does that mean they're nicer?
So the boxes are sprayed red.
Yeah.
That means it's red select.
Yeah.
And that's, we have boxes calling? that are sprayed.
Yeah, what? That's your wife calling you too.
Goddamn. I'm not gonna answer. I gotta hear this. I'm working.
No, go ahead.
So RST is pretty much red select tree.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see YST, which
sometimes they just put RS.
RS.
Is there a difference?
RS is not a tree.
They just put it on the tag.
RS is not a tree. RS is a red select. And then it says a red select 15 gallon.
Okay, that's bush. How they started putting the little red tags on trees.
Yeah.
You seen those little red tags?
Yeah, they're inventory.
That's for inventory.
And it says RS. And when you scan it, that's what comes up, you know? So red select tree, RST. And it says 15, 24. When it says RSASP, or RSBSP, or RSMSP, or RSCSP, or RSDSP, it's because you're doing big-ass fucking trees.
Uh-huh.
Those are just 48s and up.
Okay. Oh, yeah, C-spec.
That just means they're big-ass trees, all right?
Yeah.
Doesn't
mean anything, just big-ass
tree. Just big-ass tree, yeah. Because only ASP means 36s. And like everything else is just pretty much like 48s and all that. Just ASP is the. I think it's red select. A because it's a 30. It's just that's how they number A, and then A select.
Anytime we got a 36, you want to plant that shit.
Yeah. So it's a red select. A-Spec. That's what that means. Red Select A-Spec. So, and then goes Red Select B-Spec, which is RSBSP. And that's just computer shit.
It means it's a big ass tree.
And then S15, S5.
I always wonder because I've seen those different codes over time. I'm like, there's so much shit we have to learn. It's like, what does this mean, bro? I've been here for 4 years, and I'm learning from my homeboy.
Stupid.
We fucking kill it. It's easy.
So, back to the story, right?
Yeah.
So then we're here. We're waiting for him.
Yeah.
We're waiting for who went to go get the trees? Was it Petey?
Petey, I think.
Petey went to go get the trees,
yeah,
right?
Fuck Ryan. So yeah.
And so then Ryan, Petey's actually waiting to take these trees off behind us, honking the horn and everything.
Yeah, he's like, hurry up.
That was Beto.
Oh, okay, it was Beto. Yeah. So then Ryan wanted to show me how to take this tree off without the ladder and without no help.
That's fine.
For some fucking reason, right?
Yeah.
You're
not supposed to do it.
This is a 24-gallon we're talking about.
Yeah.
Big ass box.
Yeah.
So he was like, look, you just do this and you're good.
Yeah.
I look at Ryan like,
there's more than that to it.
But when he did it, I still spotted him.
So when he didn't
did see it, how heavy
yeah,
it
that's
was.
What I'm saying. When he did it,
these fuckers were heavy, bro.
These fuckers were heavy and they just been watered.
Yeah. Oh fuck. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Bro,
Ryan was moving
and
so
I looked
fast,
at him. I was like, "Are you serious?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Are you for real?" He's like, "Yeah, just do it."
He's like, "You."
I really looked around everybody, bro.
Like going,
"It's Ryan,
bro.
Serious?
Just do it. Like, just fucking do it, it's Ryan."
I'm like, "Okay, yeah. Like,
we want him to look good, you know."
Yeah.
Bro, if I break my fucking arm,
so
I shit you not.
I'm spotting him though, and then Chris jumps in and he's
literally,
like, no,
bro,
fuck
I'm
this.
Like,
throw it back on.
I look back at Chris like. Chris, you really want me to do this shit, right?
Yeah.
Bro. And he just looks at me like...
Honestly, you're on camera. So if it happens, it happens.
I was like, alright. If I drop this tree, it's y'all's fault. Like,
yeah.
I literally was like, fuck it.
But you tried.
One,
you tried your best.
I did my best until it started going down in midair. I let that bitch go.
Oh, so it started tilting back?
It started tilting. I let it go. I said, fuck it.
Okay, serious. I got out the way. They try to catch you. I said, no, bro, I'm not doing it. Like,
No. If you're not comfortable, no. Like, it comes to a point where I wasn't comfortable the first time I said, nah, don't put me on the spot and do it.
Literally, he put me on the spot bro.
When,
like,
when I did it,
I felt so uncomfortable.
When I did it, we were like, I was like arguing with compita. It was some other guy. We were just arguing. And I was like,
dude, what the fuck,
I've been fucking digging holes all fucking day. And I'm like, dude, fool, shut the fuck up. Just pick up the trees. I'll fucking drop them myself. It's like, all right, fool. And he started picking them up. And I just started doing the same thing he taught you. Just pretty much, they do it differently, though. I do it different. You know how, like, when we tilt trees back to go into the hole? You can do 24s by yourself?
Uh-huh.
That's how I do it.
No,
they grab the band, and then they go, and it drops.
No,
that's
bro.
Unsafe. That's
bro,
insane.
I'm not about to break my arm.
The way I do it, man, is that around the truck, when you get the tree on the 24 on top of the flatbed, you lean it back just like this. Watch. I'm going to show you like this.
Yeah.
So you're going to grab the